Okay, you know I'm me, so feel free to, you don't have to give the canned answers that you had to give over there. So, are you, what are you feeling? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Like, what are you feeling right now?
It's a mixture of emotions. I think the biggest thing coming out of it is just, it's going to be a challenge to this team. Tomorrow, truly 100%, we have to learn every in and out of everything we did wrong. Someone told me 3 rushing yards, and that's just a punch in the stomach. We gave up too many sacks. I don't think we ran it effectively when our numbers were called up front. So we'll see protection-wise, but it may sound cliche, but it's truly in this bye week, looking ourselves in the eyes and figuring out where we want to go from here. We have a great group of seniors, and I feel like guys are going to rally. You know, no one was quitting out there. Nobody was yelling at each other. We just didn't perform today, and it's very disappointing. It's not what you want, but it's our reality now. So
yeah,
we go from here, and you know, I don't know how other teams did today, but looking at the first 2 weeks, I mean, we can compete. We can win in the Big Ten, and that's what we talked about all offseason. So
yeah,
it's not putting this behind us. It's growing from this and going forward and performing like we truly can, and starting with Nebraska, and then Purdue after that, and another 2 more big ones after that. So we gotta just, the second quarter is what we're gonna look at, those 3 games, and winning those 3 games, and just go from there.
Yeah. Are you feeling 100%? You still gotta be feeling some of it, right?
I feel 100%. What happened. Had to miss that first game, but the point was to play these 11 games strong. You know, it was pretty gut wrenching. It's not how you want to start your senior year per se, and guys played great stepping in, and you know, it was a good team win, but now we just got to go forward. Keep staying healthy. The training staff's done a great job with what I've had and with everybody else has had, but we just got to get healthy, stay healthy, and then if it doesn't happen, guys just got to keep going, next man up. It's gotta be how we roll.
You and I have had a lot of conversations over 5 years, you know, some funny, some good, some bad. This is easily the most angry I've seen you, focused.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, I mean, there are 24 seniors on the team, so tell me what the attitude is, do you think, going into this bye week from those seniors?
Yeah, I think what it's going to have to be and what it will be is come in tomorrow and watch this, and then it's got to be more physical. It's got to be more consistent and more, not personal pride, but just win your one-on-one battles. I think offensively, when we go back and look at it, it wasn't like everybody went out there and played the worst game of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It was everybody went out there and one guy did it on this play. One guy did it on that play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just little things. Maybe I came off an A block up to the backer too quick. It turned a 3-yard run, or 7-yard run to a 3-yard run, or you know, one guy not twisting off enough. Just little things, and I think we cleaned up some of the stuff from last week, but clearly not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be a challenge, and it's gonna be a test. But if we come out of this, and like I think we can, I think we will,
mm-hmm.
we'll be better for it. Mm-hmm. That's a good team over there. I mean, they beat 2 Big Ten teams. I don't know, run the table in the MAC or what the deal is, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good program that they built over there, and I'm excited in one aspect where I hope that's the stability that stays here
mm-hmm.
after I leave, and that's what it builds into, where we're going into Ohio State and beating them consistently in Michigan, and there's no reason we can't do that this year, but
mm-hmm.
that's building a program over there, and that's what we're starting.
Yeah. So what's your – I don't know, how do you think the players, the seniors, can help in addition to the coaches? Coaches often talk about, like, I need coaches on the field. I need these guys, mm-hmm. you know, the leaders to coach.
Yeah.
Like, tell me that process.
I think it's, one, just keeping team mentality, team mantra up. This is a tough one, just like you saw. And I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can say about that. But that, and then just expecting excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Every play, every snap, I don't know. If it's blitz period, if it's 3rd and 10, if it's a walkthrough, we got to be more precise, more physical, just consistent, little things, and I know that, you know, the seniors and older juniors and some of the sophomores on the offense. We're going to have to do that. And defensively, I'm confident that we'll do that. Guys want it, and we just got to go take it. Understand that.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, personally, like, I can't imagine being your age. You have to come in here and face all those cameras and everything else. And, hey, talk about the loss. Talk about, like, you know, what are your emotions right now? I'm just curious. Yeah. Like,
it's just – it's disappointment, but it's – you just got to learn from it.
Yeah.
It's got to be another bump in the road to a strong finish.
Yeah.
And what we got to realize is it's the third game of the year, and there's a lot of football left to be played. There's a lot of teams that are, honestly, I think I heard Iowa lost.
So Iowa lost.
Probably going through.
Wisconsin barely won over Georgia
State. Same thing
that
we're going through. So
the Big Ten West becomes who wants it, basically.
I think it could be that. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody, and maybe, you know, roll with it. We roll with it. Mm-hmm. Roll away with it. But it's not like we're, I just feel like it's doable.
Yeah.
And we have the talent level and the seniors to do it. Mm-hmm. We just got to rally up and just come together and fix it.
Yeah. Joe, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know you were heading way out of here. But.